relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
If we do all this, if we do our part, if we do this together, by July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout and a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day. That doesn't mean large events with lots of people together, but it does mean small groups will be able to get together.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks a lot. Did you hear that, America? Last night, sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden gave you permission, maybe in a small group, to celebrate our independence in July. What's your reaction? It's Friday. It's America First. And I'm your host and friend, Sebastian Gorka. Let your voice be heard. The number here. I want your reaction to the first national address by President Biden last night. 23 minutes long. A dreary, a dark, a dismal, lie-filled speech where he failed to tell the truth, especially about the thing that is saving most lives today, of course, the vaccines that his predecessor made possible in an unprecedented fashion in the history of vaccine development. That man's name is Donald John Trump. Your number to call us is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. There's a strange thing in our world where, the media world. Am I in media? That's such a strange thing. I guess I am. There is a thing in our world, and I guess it's not just ours, where people don't like to give credit to other individuals in the industry. I guess it's a kind of, you know, if it's not invented here, if I didn't come up with it, then I'm not going to talk about it. I know people, a lot of people like that. Well, I'm not of that ilk. And I want to share with you at the top of the show an amazing summary. Of course, it's from somebody we already respect, from one of the best websites out there. It's The Federalist. And the co-founder of TheFederalist.com is Ben Domenech. And yesterday, in just 40 seconds, he summarized quite sharply what Joe Biden did. Let's listen to Ben Domenech, video cut 9. Play cuts.
Another garbage speech full of lies from a senile person who thinks that they're in charge of America, but actually isn't running anything. And I'm not going to pretend otherwise. I mean, the reality is that this guy who's been trolled out to us, you know, as being the president of the United States, except for the fact that he hasn't taken a single question for 50 days, you know, comes out here and says all these different things about his expectations for the future. He's trying to defend a massive expenditure of taxpayer money.
Yeah.
But something that is also not actually targeted in any real way. And it was supposed to lead to the reopening of schools across America. But I actually don't think that it will.
Just another garbage speech by a senile old man. Absolutely correct, Ben Domenech. A speech that was pessimistic, that was grim, that talked about the dangers again and again and again, the lack of a clear vision. But he did talk about creating a website. Oh, we'll have a website to find out where you can get vaccinated. Will it be like the Obamacare website? And then he talked about this amazing, amazing goal that by May 1st, we will make sure that adults will be eligible for a vaccine. What does that even mean? It doesn't mean you're going to get a vaccine. It means you're eligible, or eligible in a year, eligible in 5 years. And perhaps most disturbing of all, although it's hard to rank and count them all, but we will have 3 hours to do so, amongst other things. It's his fifth demand. Not his promise to the nation, not his positive view of what is capable if we unleash America, but his demand. He lent in. He went off script. He stared into the camera in a strange, like an automaton, in this stiff fashion where he didn't move his head. He just leant in and stared. All of you will get the vaccine, right? No. No, Joe Biden. I'm not getting a vaccine. I caught the coronavirus. I'm not afraid of it. I didn't wear a mask. And I beat it. Wasn't tough. I took hydroxychloroquine. I was prescribed ivermectin. And a week later, I was fine. So no, I'm not taking any vaccine. What are you going to do about it, Joe Biden? This is America. And all of us, Americans, are predicated on the fact that we are free men and women. Your speech is proof of one thing and one thing alone. That you're a puppet. You don't make any decisions. You can't lead this nation. The idea that you fear-mongered again, and then you, by inference, threatened. You made empty promises about schools reopening. Well, did you check with the teachers' unions that fund the Democrat Party? What was it they told your wife the day after the inauguration, when the heads of the teachers' unions met with her in the White House? Is that why you're refusing to release the virtual logs of the White House visitors? Is that why yesterday, for all the hoopla, all the promises that this is Joe Biden's first press event since becoming president, it wasn't? We still haven't had a State of the Union address. We haven't even had a joint address to both houses of Congress. It is the 51st day of the Biden-Harris regime, and Joe Biden has failed to hold a press conference. You tell asinine, inventive stories about meeting some frail woman in Pennsylvania last night who said, the only thing I want is the truth. You wouldn't know the truth if it slapped you in the face, Joe Biden. You're hiding from the truth. Last night, maybe the honeymoon's over. if you when you walked away from the podium after spewing your lies for 23 minutes, a couple of quote-unquote reporters shouted out questions to you. What did you do? You stumbled and fumbled off, as is your wont, to take your little rest, your early night. That's who you are, and that's how we see through you. Even the press is starting to have enough. Those who aren't political, those who may have voted for you out of some misguided expectation that, well, at least he doesn't tweet mean things, are beginning to understand you do not have their interests at heart. You have opened our borders. You are creating a crisis. You are bailing out your bankrupt Democrat buddies in states that have been run into the ground. And they have had enough. It's Friday. We're going to celebrate the Second Amendment. We're going to ask you or invite you to ask me whatever you want. Ask Dr. G anything here on America First. Next, Trish Regan.
We've waited long enough. Let's get back to work. It's the Great American Comeback with Trish Regan.
Analysis is entitled Government Gone Wild. We're going to discuss what it covers here in America First. Our favorite market expert, truth teller extraordinaire, Trish Regan. Welcome back to America First.
Oh, it's good to talk to you, Seb. Good to talk to you.
We have to talk about spending. We have to talk about the drunken sailor COVID Relief Act, cancel culture if we have time. But first, we must react to the president's speech last night, the beginning of which, the first 6 or 7 minutes, were dreary, were dark, especially this strange passage. Cut seven, play cut.
You know, you've often heard me say before, I talk about the longest walk any parent can make is up a short flight of stairs to his child's bedroom to say, I'm sorry, but I lost my job. Can't be here anymore. Like my dad told me when he lost his job in Scranton, so many of you have had to make that same walk this past year. You lost your job. You closed your business. Facing eviction, homelessness, hunger, a loss of control, maybe worst of all, a loss of hope.
First things first, he said we've heard him say that many times before. Well, I haven't, and I follow the news. That's the first time I've ever heard stories, long walks up short staircases. But perhaps there's an element of that story he missed out, Trish. Why are people losing their jobs in America?
Because our government shut down the entire economy, because our government overreacted and terrified everyone.
Right.
And made it clear that you weren't even, you know, maybe allowed to leave your house. People were scrambling to find ways to get groceries delivered. I mean, our government did this to us. Let's be very clear, okay? There was a way to have negotiated this. I think Ron DeSantis deserves amazing praise for what he managed to do in Florida. And then you look at places like Chicago, Illinois, or Los Angeles, California, you know, that just got it all wrong. And kids are still out of school and parents are still out of work because you had big government interfering and in the way in ways that were completely unprecedented that we've never seen before. There is a reason so many people lost their jobs. And it has nothing to do with the actual American sort of vitality, right, and the greatness of this country, and everything to do with government getting too out of control.
Yeah. Your piece does a calculation. I've reposted it on our Twitter feed. Follow this lady right now, Trish_Reagan, also the TrishIntel.com website and the Trish Intel podcast. You've done the math, and it's just it absolutely shocking. The current national debt stands at $84,000 per person. Per person in America, $84,000. The bill that has just been passed, signed by Joe Biden, costs each human being in America, whether they are a 1 week old in hospital just born or a 90-year-old in old people's home, $5,000. Your reaction to this bill?
So we can't afford it. And what I see this really being is government trying to accumulate more and more power, right, through money. So, you know, there's something in there for everyone, right? Like, you know, who doesn't want a $1,400 check? I get it. You know, $1,400 in the mail. Nobody's going to turn that down. So Biden is winning approval from the general public for this because they're getting something. Then you've got lawmakers all over the country that all have their hand out, $350 billion that they're going to get. And then the rest is going to all this government bloat. I mean, bloat in the states, too. But there's something sort of in there for everyone. I'm sorry, but at some point, Seb, we actually need to pay this off. And if we don't pay it off, it's going to come with serious consequences. I keep talking about inflation, and it doesn't necessarily mean food prices are going up, which, by the way, they are in the month of February, up 3.5% at restaurants, 3.7%. But it doesn't even mean that. You're seeing asset inflation, for example, in the stock market. And I know we should say, okay, well, that's great. The stock market's going up. What does it actually do? It creates an environment increasingly of have and have nots because you get a whole middle class that isn't participating as much as we'd like to see them in the stock market because they're just scraping to get by every single day. So you're inflating assets. It, you know, unintentionally, or you could say intentionally, creating this have and have nots that gets even bigger and even stronger. Instead of focusing on our fundamentals, which is the middle class of America, you need to focus on making sure that people can do what they can do, which means don't tax them so much, right? Get out of the way. Don't regulate so much. Just get out of the darn way. Instead, we're spending $1.9 trillion that we don't have.
And what about the way that this wealth is being redistributed? California gets $42 billion. Florida gets $17 billion, less than half. If you divide Republican vice Democrat states and just do the math, Trish, $200 billion to bail out Democrat states and $130 for Republicans. Shouldn't this be about COVID?
It's not about COVID at all. See, that's the thing. They have politicized COVID all along. They politicized it a year ago because they wanted to really make Trump look bad. They were able to do that. They were successful in that. They beat that drum over and over and over again. Now they want to politicize it, Seb, because they want more money for giant government programs. And so to get more money, they need to keep telling us things are bad. You know, we're in a war. I'm sorry. You know what? If you had put this forward to me a year ago or 10 months ago, I'd get it, right? Because you guys shut down the darn economy. But now we're in a situation where we're at the end of the war, okay? Things are actually improving. Spring is here. Businesses are opening up. States are saying, you know what? To heck with that. We're opening up Texas. We're opening up Mississippi. We're opening up Connecticut because we're not going to just sit by and allow them to ruin our lives and ruin our livelihoods and have all those parents making the trek upstairs to tell their kids things are going to be really tough. You know, people have just had it. But this is a giant giveaway to a lot of programs that they've wanted to put in. And we've even heard, by the way, Jen Psaki say that there are elements, she works for the president in the PR department, there are elements of this that he wants to be able to continue. Yeah. I suspect, it's my hunch, that they're going to try and continue this $300 a week unemployment far beyond September. Right. So that's basically that guaranteed basic income that's going to kick in. I mean, there's a lot of this pork in there that they want to, one, help states like California. You know, one of the things that really irritates me about this, you're penalized if you've done better. So the reason
yes.
California gets so much more than Florida is because Florida doesn't have as high an unemployment rate. It's like 2 percentage points behind what California is. You know why? Because California just shut down, whereas Florida went back to work. So they're in a much better economic picture. But they're getting penalized.
It's fundamentally un-American to reward, to give money, to give taxpayer funds to those who have failed to lead their states and to penalize those who haven't run them according to the politics of fear. We ran out of time. We're going to discuss cancel culture next time. But in the meantime, follow her, TrishIntel.com, the Trish Intel podcast, and Trish_Reagan on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The call board is absolutely full. You're going to sound off next. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
That presidential cut goes really good with was not was. That's a great match. I like that. I can see President Trump rocking it out. A little was, not was. Nice, nice. We're going to go to your calls in a second. But first, I have to tell you, I'm getting bombarded literally every hour. Mike Lindell's team is telling me, guys, we need your orders for the new slippers. The whole team, the loved ones, send them in. The latest product, sheepskin slippers. Lots of colors, even pink, moccasin or slip-on with the My Pillow memory foam inside the shoe, inside the slipper. So excited. Please support Mike. 25 companies are boycotting his products. Even his latest product, the slipper, go straight to the website. Send the left a message. Order today. He'll give you more than 60% off if you use my name, mypillow.com. Call 800-829-8468. More than 100 U.S.-made products, including the brand-new sheepskin slippers with MyPillow memory foam. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. I'm putting my order in for my whole family. Why don't you? By the way, Jeff, what are you adding to your order of our slippers?
A replacement for my pillow that I left in the hotel Saturday night.
Are you a travel pillow or a full-size My Pillow?
No, full-size. I do it all the time.
You travel with a full-size My Pillow?
Yes.
Because?
I sleep so much better with it. I really do.
I'm not joking. You just told me that 30 seconds ago.
Yes.
See? It's real. We don't need to make stuff up. We don't have scripts. It's that good. And he's gutted, clearly, that he lost his My Pillow, and we're going to get him a new one today. That's how good they are. Let's go to your calls. Let's do Friday. It's a Friday Ask Anything question. Al in California. Welcome, Al.
How you doing, Sebastian? Listen, I've got some stuff on my family's military history I want to send you. I need your address, so when you're done, can you switch me over to your aide to camp so I can get
Jeff, it? Jeff can do that for you.
Okay, now, Guns of Navarone, I just noticed, here we go with the shoulder tabs again. They switch uniforms, and David Niven's tunic is missing its shoulder tabs. Here's another thing about firearms.
Are you obsessed with epaulettes and shoulder tabs? I need to know this.
Okay, no.
Is this the big issue that excites you?
I have an interest in military artifacts. Another thing, John Wayne movie Red River, it says
1860. We lost you there. What's the movie?
The movie is Red River with John Wayne.
Uh-huh.
It says on the Chisholm Trail in 1848, but John Wayne is wearing an 1873 Colt's revolver that didn't exist in 1848.
Oh, no.
And here's another thing you might have noticed. The holsters on a lot of Western fighters in the movies are tied down to the knee. Well, the holster is worn high on the hip through a loop in the gun belt, because why would you want to reach down your knee? I guess the movie producers think it looks cool or something, you know.
Well, if you're a gunfighter, right, you got to access it quickly. But, hey, that's Hollywood.
Well, you look at Yul Brynner in The Magnificent Seven. His pistol is down by his knee.
Yes.
What is the point? They get a lot of these details wrong, and they're easy to rectify. A final point before I get your snail mail address here. I don't think we ought to use women in combat. If a woman gets killed and she's pregnant, you not only get the woman killed, which is obscene, but you get the baby killed as well.
Right.
It turns a rifle team or a ship's crew into an eternity, which is absolutely ridiculous, and it's being pushed by people who don't want us fighting any wars and are concerned about violence against women. Does that make any sense?
It just changes the dynamic completely. I've served with women in the military. My unit, when I was in the British Military Reserves, had women in it. It was an intelligence unit. It wasn't a teeth arms unit. But if you're talking about combat arms, I'm sorry. I don't care what your politics are. The idea of having those amongst us who bear our children, who nurture our children, as part of a fighting unit mixed in with men, you're just going to change the dynamic, and not for the better. Now, if you want to do something crazy, like have female-only units, maybe, but I'd still be against it. They have a role to play in our military, but the military is about killing people and blowing stuff up. You shouldn't have to be worried about somebody you've fallen in love with in your unit, somebody you want to protect more than the guy next to you. Everybody should be the same, and I completely understand your reservations. Now, I'm not a cowboy expert. I'm not a big single action guy. One of the movies with the worst anachronisms is Platoon. They have guns in Platoon from Vietnam that didn't exist till the 1980s, including the Spaz 12. They even have knives that didn't exist that are being strung onto the webbing of the characters, especially Willem Dafoe. So that stuff drives me crazy. Not as bad as the wrong epaulets, but we'll leave that to Al. More of your calls here. Matt, J.R., Christie, Anna, don't go anywhere. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. You know what? It's Friday. We've been doing crazy things here, pre-records, amazing special pre-record we did for YouTube. We're going to talk about it later. And I forgot to take my balance of nature. I better do it in the break. Why? Because it's important. It's how I stay healthy. It's how I get the vegetables my mom wanted me to always eat inside of me, even though I'm not a big veggie fan. But when I take those six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, thanks to Dr. Douglas Howard, I'm taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables that guarantee I don't miss any of the nutrients I need to be healthy. It's health in your hand. Be the healthiest you can be. And Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping if you use my name. Do it today. You will not regret it. Call 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, G-O-R-K-A.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Where, oh, where did that week go as we head into the weekend? Please remember, we've launched our campaign for Food for the Poor to help the hungry children of Honduras. News headlines this week have focused on the crisis along our southern border as unaccompanied children are fleeing to America. As you can imagine, they'd rather stay in their home country. But as TV reporter Manuel Rapallo explains, conditions back home are pretty bad.
Honduras ranks among the poorest nations in the world, where 6 in 10 homes are subject to extreme poverty. A majority of families that live in this shantytown in the city of San Pedro Sula don't have access to medical attention or clean water or even electricity.
But most Hondurans looking to leave the country blame poverty and a lack of opportunity for wanting to flee.
If we can feed those children at home, Hondurans are less likely to make that dangerous trip to the United States. And that's where you can help. As we head into the weekend, please go to my website, sebgorka.com, and make the very best donation you can by clicking the Food for the Poor banner. They are feeding a million hungry mouths every day in 17 different countries. Please help today. You're being a modern missionary. You are saving lives. Think of this. A one-time donation of $37 provides food for a child for 6 months. Please help today. You will be saving lives. Go to SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, or just call 855-330-4673. God bless all of you who are helping. That's 855-330-HOPE. Second guest of the day is an individual I met remotely yesterday as we were hosting the special Biden speech coverage at Newsmax, former Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, former paratrooper with the 82nd Airborne, West Point graduate. Very excited to have Paul Mango on America First. Welcome, Paul.
Hey, Sebastian, it's great to join you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, I'm open to any general reactions you had to President Biden's speech yesterday on the anniversary of the pandemic's declaration. But I want to run one cut past you, perhaps one of the most inflammatory. This came near the end of his speech. This is video cut 5. Play cut.
The development, manufacture, and distribution of vaccines in record time is a true miracle of science. It's one of the most extraordinary achievements any country has ever accomplished.
One of the most extraordinary achievements any country has accomplished. But something was missing out of that description, wasn't it, Paul Mango?
Yeah, there's actually two things, Sebastian. One is we bristle when someone says this was a miracle, because Operation Warp Speed and its success, it was about strategy. And it was about superior execution. There were no miracles involved in this whatsoever. President Trump's leadership, Secretary leadership, the strategic mind of Moncef Slaoui, the most successful vaccine developer in the world, and the experience of the Army Logistics Command under Gus Perna, which has executed flawlessly in terms of getting vaccines, over 100 million of them, out to the right place at the right conditions. I think we've lost through different transport issues, 300 or 400 out of 100 million, right? So it's like a 99%. So I think on point number one, this was not about a miracle. It was about real leadership from the top, starting with President Trump. It was about strategy, and it was about execution. And God bless America for the mobilization of its industry, the manufacturers, obviously, but let's not forget UPS, FedEx, CVS, Walgreens, McKesson. These are all iconic American companies that stepped up to serve the American people and have done extraordinarily well. But the second is, I use this phrase, Sebastian, I used it with Dick Morse the other day. I said, the Biden team snubs its nose at the Trump dog food at night, but the bowl's empty in the morning. And what do I mean by that? They say we didn't have a plan. They say we left them with a mess. They say they had to start from scratch. But guess what? They are embracing our playbook, and they're embracing our investments and our production success all along the way. And I'll give you two examples from last night. One is Johnson & Johnson. He claimed, we signed a 100 million dose contract with them. Well, a year ago, in March of 2020, we invested in Johnson & Johnson $450 million to develop this vaccine. We ushered them through their clinical trials all fall. We purchased the first 100 million guaranteed, and we had options for 300 million more. So you know what Biden did? All he did was exercise the option on a journey that President Trump led for the last year. Second, he talked about Merck and Johnson & Johnson. That was some sort of master agreement that they established. First of all, I think the listeners should know we're not going to get a single dose out of that relationship until over, quite honestly. It's going to be late this fall. But more important, Secretary Alex Azar brought those two parties, senior executives from Merck and Johnson & Johnson, together on January 4th to talk through that deal. This was originated under the Trump administration. And, of course, President Biden did not have the professionalism did not have the executive presence to mention that President Donald Trump led us through the vast majority of this success.
We've only got a few seconds left. We're talking to former Deputy Chief of Staff for Health and Human Services, Paul Mango. You're a former military man. Please just explain in a couple of words how extraordinary it was, that which was achieved through Operation Warp Speed. How unusual within government it was to achieve what you achieved.
Unbelievably unique. But let me just give one very, very short 15-second analogy. Roger Bannister broke the four-minute mile, the first human to ever do it in 1954. Fast forward over 65 years. The record for the mile is now 3 minutes and 43 seconds. If we and draw an analogy between that and the last best time of developing a vaccine, then what Operation Warp Speed just did was run a 45-second mile. That's how significant the change was. So for the listeners, I think they understand running a mile. Operation Warp Speed shattered the world record by 80% under Donald Trump's leadership.
Truly, truly incredible. And of course, none of it was recognized yesterday. Former Deputy Chief of Staff for the Department of Health and Human Services telling the truth about what happened in the last year in America. Thank you, Paul Mango. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Your calls next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Deborah from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you. That's the story for tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. Find out if it could work for you by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It costs just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. Order it today at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Deborah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? You know it makes sense. Try it out today. You won't regret it. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Vote Democrat. Don't be so bloody daft, man. I'd rather be dragged stark naked through a field of broken glass.
Did you ever want to know whose voice that is? Or what the best recipe for goulash is? There's only one way to find out! You can try and get through the call boards on a Friday on America First, or you can enjoy the exclusive Oscar host event next Thursday, where 20, just 20 of our lucky listeners will get to join me on a virtual conference call where you can ask me anything. Yes, indeed. What's his favorite color? And why does he have that strange accent? You can ask me, but you've got to register right now. You'll also get a free signed copy of the book, The War for America's Soul. Go to askahost.com. Thursday, March 18th. 20 spaces only. Get yours today. Askahost.com. Okay, let's go to your calls. Let's go to JR, Columbus, Ohio. Line two.
Hey, Dr. G. So I was very not disappointed in watching the sock puppet Biden president address. And I had my popcorn, I had my chocolate bar, and I had my golden retriever.
Hang on. I need to know, what kind of chocolate bar were you preferring yesterday?
Crunch bar.
Crunch bar. Interesting. Okay.
I love crunch bars. It's great.
All right. I'm a Kit Kat kind of guy. I just thought I'd share that, Kit Kat.
But so is my daughter.
Good lady. Carry on.
A lady. Okay. So anyway, I'm very happy that the king gave me permission to have a 4th of July celebration on my own property with my family and friends. And I'm so excited that after heard that address, I texted and emailed every friend I know and said, we're not going to have 10 people. You're all welcome. Pig on a spit. We are going to get stupid.
Are you serious? Are you going to have suckling pig on a spit?
I already know where to get the pig. All that I need to know is if I have enough people, my wife is going to freak out. She's going to freak out.
Oh, come on. That's what I had on my stag night. Before we left for my stag night, before my wedding, we had a barbecue and we had roast suckling pig and it was... Oh, I can still remember the taste. No, JR, you're a genius. Can I quote you? I want to use that. I want to tweet it out later. I want to say the emperor deigned to allow JR and me and fellow Americans, his feudal peasantry, to perhaps have a small barbecue on July 4th. JR, you nailed it. Now, I need to know, how many people have already registered for your party?
Right now it's 12, but I'm hoping it's going to be higher.
If your wife starts to make a bit of a fuss, tell her to call me and we'll sort it out. We'll tell her it's okay. All right? Will you do that?
Yes, sir. She loves you already, so don't worry.
I can't wait. I'm waiting for my invitation to that roast suckling pig, because now we have permission from Sleepy Creepy. If you're on the call board, stay. We'll take your calls in a moment.